Unit 1. Lesson 1A. Exercises 6 and 7. Speaker 1.
I definitely respect people who don't need to be told what to do, who work things out for themselves and then just get on and do it. I think being self-motivated is a great quality. I mean, it's really useful in life, especially at school or at work. It means you're in control of your life. I hope I've got it too, a little bit. But I need to improve. It's definitely the best one to have.
Speaker 2.
What you really want from somebody you spend a lot of time with is somebody who cares about you, who wants to do the right thing, even if they don't always get it right. So for me, the most important quality is to be well-meaning. You can't expect anyone to be perfect. We all have our faults, don't we? But basically, they have to be a nice person. And if that's what they're really like inside, then I can forgive a few other faults. Those aren't important.
Speaker 3.
It's fine to have strong opinions of your own, but you need to listen to other people too and be a bit, you know, open to things. Some people don't even listen to what other people have got to say. It's like, I'm right, this is how it is, and why should I listen to anyone else's point of view? But that's really negative, and I just don't know why anybody wants to be so narrow-minded. It makes me angry sometimes.
Speaker 4.
There are a few things about myself that I wish I could change. Like, I wish I didn't get angry so easily. I'm so quick-tempered. It's not something I want to do, or mean to do. It just happens. I mean, I don't get angry for no reason, of course. There's always something that sparks it off. Like, when somebody pushes in front of me in the queue for the bus, I mean, how dare they? Who do they think they are? Ugh! That makes me really angry. But I wish it didn't.
Speaker 5.
I'm terrible if people say things about me, even if they don't really mean to be rude. I get upset very easily. It's not their fault, really. It's mine. I take everything so personally. I'm just not very thick-skinned. I definitely think it would be better if I could ignore criticisms or unkind comments and just think, OK, that's interesting, that's your opinion, but it isn't going to upset me. That's how I'd really want to react, yes.
Speaker 6.
I think lots of different personality qualities might be important, but basically, you have to really care about money. If you're really mean and never spend the money you get, you'll probably end up with lots of it. Sometimes you hear people say things like, "That guy's got so much money. Why is he so penny-pinching? Why doesn't he buy somebody a drink every now and then?" Well, you know, that's why he's got so much money, because he's careful with it. Most of my friends are really generous with their money, but they've never got much.